She's gone, Hamilton.
I'm sure she didn't just decide to move on a whim.
Yeah, well, if you've not noticed, I've been a little busy at the foundation.
The 12 gifts that your grandfather taught you, any idea where they came from?
No.
Well, you're about to find out. He kept the journal from the time he was 15. Maybe you can find something from his past to help you here in the present.
What are you doing?
Every day, I make a list of 10 things that I'm grateful to God for.
I'll be grateful someday.
Okay, here's the deal. Back in 2006, I was not a fan of The Ultimate Gift, a movie about a billionaire who leaves his fortune to his grandson only after teaching him the true meaning of life and love. However, the sequel/prequel, The Ultimate Life, works better as a film. The movie sees the grandson learning about his grandfather's life through a journal the man kept. It flashes back to the 40s through the 70s, showing how the grandfather made his fortune and lost his way. Still totally not my cup of tea, I can appreciate the film with its heart in the right place, and for a faith-based movie, it's put together pretty well. Feeling a bit like a made-for-TV movie, The Ultimate Life doesn't beat you over the head with its message the way its predecessor did, and it earns some points for that in my book. The Ultimate Life gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.